Harford and White. It's RSN 927's Breakfast Club.
Haven't spoken to Sheeds over the last probably week or so. He's passionate, hungry. But we speak all the time about a range of different things. So don't say I've been wooed, because I've, you know what I've been like about Essendon. I've been as strong as anybody. But what I will say about Kevin is that the things he spoke about and the way he feels he can challenge, you know, there's been a lot of people on the board who've probably sat there on a lot of boards for a long time who don't look to make any impact at all. He's not going on there just to make it all fluffy and I'm back at Essendon. He's going on there to make an impact.
Matthew Lloyd, the Bombers champion, talking about the appointment of Kevin Sheedy to the board. He's not being wooed. Don't buy into that stuff, Whitey. He's been very firm in his stance to the Bombers and the disappointment they've been this season, but he's very happy about Sheeds being back on the board, it seems.
Yeah, I don't think he's going to muck around. I think he's going to challenge a few people, and I don't think that's a bad thing.
No, I think it's a good thing, particularly in the current state, and it gets better. Well, it got better yesterday at the current state of the Bombers, and a lot of talk about players leaving, but what about this one staying and building around, I think, the future of the Essendon Football Club after 78 games in 4 years. Andrew McGrath signed a 2-year deal to stay at the Bombers, and they are very happy about that. I'm sure he is as well. He joins us on the Breakfast Club. Good morning, Andrew.
Good morning, guys. How are you going?
Yeah, we're going very well. How are you coping post-hub? Are you in Melbourne or where are you at the moment?
I just got back to Melbourne. I was up in Queensland for a couple of weeks post-hub. And then got back on Sunday. So I'm back in Melbourne and loving being home.
Oh, I was going to ask you, loving being home. I mean, you're stuck in the house effectively. You got a 5K radius you're allowed to get involved in. And you're loving it. That's good news.
Yeah, I think we're away for a long period of time. It's nice to sleep in your own bed and be familiar with the surroundings. And I guess although Melbourne is going through a difficult time, we missed a lot of it, which we're very grateful for.
Can I ask you about the new deal, 2-year deal to stay at the Bombers, which I'm sure every Essendon supporter woke up to and saw the news yesterday and thought this day is going to be fantastic because Andrew McGrath is going to stay at my footy club for another 2 years. I must admit, when I saw the deal length, Andrew, I thought, bloody hell, they've undersold him here. I would have tried to lock you away for 5 or 6. Was there ever any conversation about a bit of a longer term deal?
Nah, not really. I think I'm still very young, so I'm only 22 and I don't think too many 22-year-olds sign much longer deals than that. So I was pretty content with the 2 years, and then we go from there. But I'm stoked to stay at Essendon. It was always my intention throughout the season to stay, and it was just a matter of getting a few things right. But I can't wait to see where this group can go. And obviously, right now things are a little bit difficult, and we're navigating our way through an interesting time. But I've got full belief in the footy club and truck and the direction we're heading. So it made my decision very easy.
Andrew, take us through that. I mean, while you've been up in Queensland, there's been a hell of a lot of talk about Essendon, but you're inside the bubble. You're inside the football club. You said before, challenging, interesting period. Take us through. What's it like?
It's always different. I guess probably the first time in my career where there's been a lot of I guess things going on in the media, things being said about us. No doubt our performance this season wasn't where we wanted it to be. We lost a lot of games and our football wasn't consistent enough. And as a playing group, we take that personally and want to be better. But in terms of sort of the off-field stuff now, it's something you just navigate through. It's a part of our job. People are going to leave. People are going to come in. And although we're losing or probably losing some great people, I'm sure we'll bring in some great people because of that, and I'm excited about the opportunity that that'll bring for our playing group. And inevitably, it just gives our group more opportunity to thrive and become better and be fully committed.
I don't want to put words in your mouth, but are you concerned about the players that are leaving, or are you actually excited that you've actually got clarity on the direction of individuals that makes it easier to make directions about the team?
No, I'm definitely not concerned. I think, like I said before, it's disappointing to lose great people at your footy club. The guys that we're speaking about are great people and mates of mine, so it's sad to see them go, but I think from that comes great opportunity. And as you said before, we get great clarity on our playing group, and we have people in the footy club that are 100% committed to achieving with us, and I'm excited by that. I think we'll be able to bring in, whether through the draft or trade, people that are 100% committed that will join our playing group and hopefully make an impact and send us in the right direction.
I think it's great that we're able to talk to you today, particularly when you're meant to be on holidays. And it's great news that you've signed from an Essendon perspective. But I'd love you just to sort of share a message to the Essendon fans, but also to potential players that might want to go to the football club about the direction. What is the direction, the confidence you've got in Ben now? It's his own team. I guess this is an opportunity to reach out and talk to the fans and tell them what's going on.
Yeah, no, definitely. I think our fans have been so, I guess, dedicated and committed to us, and I just want them to know that we're working every day and striving to be better. And although this year was disappointing and there's things going on right now that are out of our control, stick by us. I think Truck's putting together a great game plan and is getting all the right people in the right places to play a more defensive style of football that stands up in finals and is also exciting with our player as well. So I think in the near future, we're going to see that. Despite this year, we didn't see it as consistently enough. I think our young core of players are really determined to achieve and improve and consistently get better and get us in that top bracket of teams where we inevitably want to be. So, again, it's an exciting time for us. It's challenging. I think it's challenging for every team trying to improve, but we're all really determined to get there.
Andrew McGrath has joined us from the Bombers, signed a two-year extension or a deal to stay at the Bombers for the next couple of years, which is great news. Just on the whole dynamic, John Walsford leaving, of course, this year as the senior coach or the manager, I suppose he probably was this year. How different will it look day-to-day for you and for the team next year in terms of the way just the club operates and training looks next year as opposed to this year?
I don't feel there'll be a huge difference. I think this year was great. As John really empowered Ben to take a lot of control over things and really, I guess, gave him the reins in a way whilst overseeing it all. And so I don't think there'll be a huge change in that facet of our footy club. I think it'll be great for Ben to have full control over the footy club and I guess really shape it the way he wants to, and we're fully confident in his ability to do that. So I don't think there'll be too many changes.
Yeah, well, I must admit, that's what I thought I'd get from an answer from you, and that's what a lot of people have thought through the year, that despite the fact there's been some conversation about who's coaching and leading the strategy and tactics and game plan stuff, that it probably won't change too much. It'll just give you a chance to spend some more time perfecting and mastering it. Is that a fair statement?
Yeah, definitely. I think you hit the nail on the head. Ben's still a very young coach, and he's learning and growing every day with all our players. So it's an exciting time for our footy club, and he's got great relationships with all the players. And I'm really excited to see where we can go under his lead and guidance.
What do you like about Ben the most, Andrew? What's the thing that's going to excite you? Now it's officially his team. What stands out to you?
I think, for me, his relationship with the players and his ability to, I guess, understand and get the best out of us. He's a very personable coach and is not that long out of the game, so he knows exactly what it's like and knows how hard it is. And he can really relate to all our players, and we really enjoy that. And on the flip side, he's also not afraid to challenge us when he needs to. So I think I'm very excited by a Truck and what he can bring to our group and what he already has brought to our group, and I think that'll just keep evolving and will improve day in, day out.
Well, Essendon fans just want to see you out there doing you great things in the next couple of years. That's what they want to see. They want Truck leading the charge, and you'll be the man sort of helping drive the bus for the Bombers, which is great news for them, Whitey.
It would be remiss of us not to ask about how Andrew's ankle is, because he had a pretty serious injury towards the end of the year. How is it going?
Ankle's going well. Out of the moon boot. I've been out for a couple of weeks, which is great. And I'm walking around, and it's feeling great. So I'll be sweet by day one of pre-season, and I won't have any interrupted preparation, which will be great. So I'm looking forward for it to finally be healed, and I can be back running and training.
Yeah, you'll be fine. Plenty of time. You'll be right. Plenty of time. Get it right. And enjoy the off-season. Bit of downtime, even though you're locked in the house. Andrew, appreciate your time. Congratulations on the new deal.
Thanks so much, guys. Take care.